Hi, Sabra Lane here from AM. Did you know that Melbourne is the fastest growing city in Australia, with the equivalent of a jumbo jet full of people arriving every day? As Victorians prepare to go to the polls in late November, ABC News and ABC Radio Melbourne will be investigating the biggest issues facing the state, and we'll be bringing you Matters of State, a six-part series exploring a new issue every week, delivered every Monday right in your podcast feed. Senior reporter Ben Nye is part of the team leading the coverage. Ben, what is Matters of State?
Sabra, it's a bit of a new idea. I mean, the ABC is divided into many parts, and the newsroom and local radio, and we're actually trying to, for the first time, pool some of those resources to have a good in-depth look at the issues, rather than just sort of following the campaign or hitting on, you know, the usual suspects of health and education. Trying to do what really we should be doing more of, and that's digging into the data and trying to find some of the things that aren't being talked about. So we think we've done it. We think we've come up with some really interesting bits of information, some really good conversation starters that we don't think otherwise would have been out there in the campaign, and trying to start some of those conversations. So for the next 6 weeks, that's what we'll be throwing out there, and each Monday morning we'll be putting out a podcast of it for a national audience, because this is, I think, an election that's of national significance. It's not just for the people of Victoria, but some of the things that are going to be the results of this election are probably going to affect the rest of the country. It's not just issues of migration, but I think especially Victoria standing up and demanding more of a slice of the federal budget when it comes to the infrastructure that is needed, that is going to be built in not just the next 4 years, but the next 8 years to deal with this massive population growth.
Okay, so migration, infrastructure, what other topics are you going to be looking at?
Well, everything kind of comes out of that. It's interesting. When you're looking at, you know, most elections have got something to do with the economy. Sometimes it's leadership. Sometimes there's a bit of scandal. Well, this one's got all of those. And certainly the Victorian Coalition Opposition Party was really looked like it was gearing up to make this a law and order election. And that's still in there as well. But as we get closer to it, even the major parties themselves are really centering everything they're talking about this massive population growth and who is best placed, who has the best plan to keep up with it, the demand for schools and hospitals and roads and everything that comes out of that. And there is there are diverging policies on that. You've got the coalition, which is talking more about decentralisation, trying to push people out of Melbourne. You're building these rail links, these fast rail links to the regional cities, economic development, tax incentives to get people to live outside of Melbourne. And then on the other side, you have Labor, who said, look, we're not going to tell you where to live, but we're going to try and enable you to get around this city. But no matter which party gets in, as I said, we're talking about massive, massive infrastructure spending, not just on roads, but on everything to enable the state to cope with this growth.
We often hear that refrain, polls come and go, but polls are pretty important now that you're getting to the pointy end. Who is leading in the polls?
Well, Labor have got a slight lead, 52-48 in the last poll, up from 51-49, so that's margin of error. Look, it's tight. And certainly, I know from talking to my colleagues who follow state politics more closely, you know, both of the parties were really feeling like this could go either way. But when you dig down into those polls, it's interesting to see where the parties have their advantage. Labor is seen to be better on issues like congestion, the cost of living, the Liberal National Coalition more on law and order. Not surprising. Surprisingly, they've been talking about it in depth for a long time, although it's now disappeared from the headlines. But also, interestingly, the Libs and the Nats seem to be better on the growing population. So a lot to dig into.
Excellent. Thanks, Ben. And like Ben said, you can catch Matters of State every Monday, wherever you get your AM podcast from, including the ABC Listen app. And for more coverage of the Victorian election, you can head to abc.net.au/elections.